from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
This opportunity and this experience with Oklahoma City, just what you can say you've taken away from these first few days?
Oh, it's been great. I had a chance to come work out for them a couple weeks ago, get a little bit comfortable with their staff and everything, and then this week has been good. Everybody shares the ball. It's a good culture, and it's been fun to be a part of.
Oklahoma City, it seems like ever since they got into Summer League, you know, well before you, that there's been this want and this desire to have a team play like this with the regular season, play like it counts. Do you feel that? Do you feel like there's a heightened level of how you're supposed to play and how you're supposed to handle Summer League here?
Yeah, I mean, this is year two for me, so I've seen a couple teams and, you know, been through how other teams approach it, and the way they do it is great. You know, they treat it like it's a real game. It matters. Every quarter is important. And, you know, guys play the right way. And if you don't, you will be addressed. You know, a lot of times Summer League is a chance for guys to try to get theirs, but they really preach a team style.
So what you could say about some of the guys that you've been able to play with on the court, who you've learned from the most from this year at Summer League with the Thunder, just some of those guys that stick out to you?
Yeah, well, obviously as a point guard, Samaje Christian, he's been great at, you know, he knows the system as good as anybody, so helping me with just little things, you know, coming off pick and rolls or addressing like a defensive, you know, thing that, you know, he saw me do or something. So he's been a good leader in that way. And then, you know, Royal Ivy as an assistant has been great, working with me all the time. So it's been a fun week, and, you know, I'm excited.
You took a lot away from North Carolina, your opportunities that you had there, and work with guys like Bryce Johnson and so on and so forth. Kennedy Meeks getting opportunities, and just what you could say about, you know, some of those guys as you see them start to fall in their place, and some of them will be out in Vegas as well.
Yeah, it's been cool to see, you know, where guys end up. You know, Justin out in Sacramento, and Kennedy is going to be with Toronto, and obviously Bryce is one of my best friends. I've been following him with the Clippers, so it's cool to go to a school like North Carolina, because then, you know, down the road you get to see a lot of your guys, you know, spread around the league and catch up with them.
And lastly for me, just what you can say about what it means to be a Tar Heel as you continue going through this, just what you can take from that, and if there is a tough moment or a moment of adversity, if you can ever pull back to some of those times.
There are definitely a million different ways you can pull back, and people you see almost in every city. You know, we got a lot of guys in the NBA, and you know, we preach this brotherhood as a Tar Heel family. So, you know, if an older guy sees a young guy in a city, he might take him out to dinner. You know, Tyler Hansbrough took me out to dinner last year, and just things like that. To catch up, you know, talk about anything you need, and it's just a cool thing to, you know, you always represent Tar Heels.